You made up all the important parts. Welcome to another episode of This Goose Is Cooked, where we review books intended for our future generations. Today's book, Inky the Octopus. Words by Aaron Gundelsberger. Art by David Leonard. Published by Sourcebooks Wonderland. Inky the Octopus is an escape thriller about an octopus who decides he's going to break out of his tank and start a new life in the wild. Will our eight-legged protagonist find peace in the deep blue sea? Or will he be brought down in the middle of his escape attempt, never to experience his great wet dream? Well, bring your well-thought-out plans, grab your books if you got them, and let's get cooking. We begin with our main character, Inky, speaking directly to us, explaining where and how he lives. From what he tells us, he lives high on the hog, or should I say, high on the lobster, because he gets fed that clawed creature quite a bit. Get this guy a bib. He must be one of those guys who loves to start the debate that lobster's better than steak. To which I say, there's a reason people thought they were trash throughout history. It's an ocean-dwelling bug. Evidently, the only drawback to Inky's life of luxury is, he's trapped in a fish tank. His class prison. And it looks like he lives with some of his food, which could get awkward fast. Inky knows he's got it made, but something's telling him there's more out there. Yeah, it's called not being stuck with the same three fish who have the same damn ideas.
It's Friday night. Just got paid. What do you guys want to do this weekend?
I don't know. I kind of want to stay in.
Yeah. Me too.
We've done that every weekend. Can't we try something new?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Since Inky's prison is glass, he can see everything he's missed out on. Kind of like being the neighbor to the hot chick at school. So Inky sees the sea. This guy's so close, he can almost taste it. Salty. Inky continues to expound upon all of his fun activities that keep him busy day in and day out. It's a good way for him to keep his mind off of being trapped. But something is still calling him to get the hell up out that bitch. Wouldn't you know it, a stroke of luck happens. Quote,
"What is this? Tonight it seems my tank lid is ajar. This could be my one chance for change. Dare I hope that far?"
End quote. Make a break for it. But first one has to ask, who could have left this lid open? Is he not telling us the whole story and managed to pull something off behind the tank glass? Is someone trying to set him up for all the lobster he ate and didn't pay for? I mean, unless there's a deal at Red Lobster I don't know about, that would be one hell of a tab. Or did some dumbass, out of sheer luck for Inky, forget to shut his tank?
I kid. That aquarium would be shut down, because that careless of a mistake wouldn't have been the first one to happen at that hellhole. And if it actually did, all the more reason for Inky to leave then.
But if I were him, I'd proceed with caution. Before jetting, Inky asks his roommate if he wants to go with him. But the roommate's like,
"Who the hell would want to do that?"
So Inky's like,
"Yeah, I gotta go."
And we watch as he makes his great escape. He's one skilled octopus scaling down those tank walls like that. But maybe it's a little easier with eight legs. We see in the other tanks, the fish look on in shock and awe. Like they're staring at a streaker at a football game.
"What the hell is that sicko doing?"
"He might just pull it off."
"Pull what off? A public sex offender charge that sticks with him for the rest of his life?"
Inky scampers across the aquarium floor, past the tuna fish, flashing past the crabs, and...
"Look at! A janitor!"
Whew. That's a relief. He didn't see him. And with only yards to go for freedom, he asks a curious question. Quote,
"But can I leave my life, my friends,
and all I've ever known? My heart say...
Dot, dot, dot.
Yes! Today's the day to strike out on my own.
End quote. He took one look back at his friends and saw them still sitting in their mom's rock and was like,
hell yes, I'm outie.
After he chooses his new destiny, Inky darts down a drain in the floor. What's that doing in the middle of a museum? Seems like a design flaw. Or maybe this whole plan was put into place before they built the facility. And it was put there for Inky, and he's been playing the long game the whole time. This really is a spy thriller. I guess we'll never know. But one thing's for sure, he better hope it doesn't connect up with the public bathrooms outside the Tiki Boat tours, or Inky's gonna be stinky. Again, we don't know all the details, but Inky comes exploding out of the other end of the pipe with some force, and he goes splashing into the sea. He's in bliss, realizing he's free for the first time. He dances and twirls, enjoying his freedom. And...
look out! Bull shark got him!
I added that for more excitement. Aaron actually leaves us on a cliffhanger, with Inky realizing that he's stuck out in the wild for the rest of his life. Did he make the right decision? We'll never know. On the back page, it has the true story about Inky. He escaped the National Aquarium of New Zealand back in 2016, and the explanation of how he got out and where he went uses words like mistake and hope. That's some horrible management. No way is this aquarium still around, right? And nowhere in this brief summary do they own up to such careless actions. They don't even say if the employee was fired. No, they put a wild animal's life at stake and laugh and make a book about it. Well, we certainly know now they're government-owned. They have no clue where Inky went. They just make assumptions and hope he made it to the ocean. Odds are he was found dead behind the tank, and the janitor threw him out and forgot to tell anyone about it. What's the next headline gonna be?
Hey, we lost a lion. He escaped in the garbage truck. He just wanted to be in the wild, and we hope he's there now.
You're in Chicago.
So much for animal conservation and actually caring. So what's the moral to this? Well, besides the obvious, don't try and spin your mistreatment of animals as a good thing, and then double down and profit off of it. That's one way to be a shitty person. Moving past that, Aaron wanted us to learn about life, and the importance of moving on and experiencing new things. No, she's not talking about backpacking through Europe for a month when you can't afford it. She's talking about living in one spot your whole life, hanging with the same people, walking into the same grocery store you've always gone to, where the first girl you ever kissed still works at, and the only difference is she's missing a tooth now. Find new friends and a new place to live. You might find it's a lot better. Worst case scenario, you can always move back. But that would be rough. What do I think of Aaron's work? Well, I have to say I was disappointed when I learned the whole outcome was made up, and they have no clue where old Inky went. Was this a true story? No. It was inspired by true events, and Aaron took a lot of liberties to make a happy outcome. And besides some of the awkward rhymes, I would say she did a decent job. But it's no escape from Alcatraz. As for David's art, I would say that's a stretch, and I hate ripping a fellow David. But there wasn't any style there that set them apart. They weren't all bad, though. He had plenty of hidden humor throughout his pictures, which kept it amusing. If you're a person who doesn't mind if the truth is stretched farther than Inky's tentacles when two orcas most likely got him, and all you care about is an entertaining story, this one's for you. On a scale from 1 to 5, I'm giving this book a 2.8. I'll have a taste pushed around to make it look like I ate it, and go back for several more bites. But I'm stopping when I learn they're hoping they know where it came from.
This goose is cooked. Join us next time for another in-depth book review.